Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
From Studio C.
Senor.
It's Friday in a dimly lit room, deeper than the bowels of the Armstrong and Getty Communications compound. Hey, y'all, today we're under the tutelage of our general manager.
The Mean Girls of Congress.
Okay, what's that all about?
Holy cow. The poo hit the fan in a hearing room in Congress yesterday. Several of the Mean Girls of Congress went at each other. MTG, AOC, and others.
Was it,
Claws repaired, Jack.
Was it R on D exclusively, or did it cross aisles, or?
I'm going through. I think it was all R on D.
Okay. So it was just a...
There was plenty of bipartisan eye rolling, though.
Awesome. Big finish. Here we go for Friday. Yahoo! Pow, pow. Cool. Look forward to that. I assume we have audio?
We do indeed, and it is delicious. Once in a while, the good Lord looks upon us in our efforts through these years and says, the fellas really need a little help this Friday, especially with Joe suffering from Anthony Fauci's bat fever.
And so...
Yes, what?
Funny you mention that. We got lots of developments on the whole bat fever Anthony Fauci thing that have come out in the last couple of days that are very exciting. Some things we already knew, some things confirmed, like the fact that the 6 feet of separation was completely made up bunk. Absolutely right. Out of whole cloth, meant nothing, based on nothing, bull-ass. You're still going to go into stores like I do where they've got the dots on the floor because they've never taken the time to, like, peel them up or whatever. Completely freaking made up. And if you're willing to make up something like that, how many other things were you willing to make up or at least exaggerate?
And not to get overly serious at this point in the show, because fun and frivolity is the theme, is the feel today. But I believe there is a serious psychic cost to us as individuals and us as a people to bow our heads and submit to that which we know to be ludicrous and unscientific. There is a cost you pay in your soul for saying, yes, I will obey.
Well, and that'd be hard to measure. It's not hard to measure the cynicism that I've got and everybody else has got the next time you tell me to do anything that sounds kind of funny. Whatever. You know, just roll my eyes at that. Whatever.
Right.
And it's funny. What was I listening to yesterday? Oh, I was listening to that that book I'm so into, the David Sanger, the New Cold Wars. Really interesting book. But it's written by a New York Times guy, and it's got some stuff in there that makes me groan, the way he words it, whatever. But anyway, he was talking about, and with the Republicans going anti-science, I thought, oh, wait a second, what are you referring to in terms of being anti-science? Now, there are way more Republicans than Democrats with the COVID that wouldn't take the vaccine, although the history of being anti-vaccine is liberals. Anyway, are you talking about the vaccine thing? Okay, there's some of that. But how about all the masking and 6 feet of separation and crap like that? You including that in anti-science? Oh, it makes me so freaking mad. The fact that I read that in that book the same day that Dr. Francis, who was Fauci's boss, confirmed that the 6 feet of separation was made up. The fact that it leaked out of the lab, perfectly plausible. We don't know yet whether it did or not, but absolutely not a conspiracy theory.
Right. I was just going to say, how about the anti-science, anti-justice, anti-logic stance of there's no chance it would leak out of that lab and you should shut up?
Oh, it's so damn maddening. And nobody's going to pay a price for this. The only thing that pays a price for this is just our culture. Just added cynicism about our own government, which is never good. But that's the only price that's paid. No individuals are paying a price for that. God dang it, somebody should be held up as to national ridicule, at least, if not thrown in jail, I don't know what the charge would be, for making up the whole 6 feet crap. That's what you based schools on. We can only have this many students in the room because with 6 feet of separation, we can only fit this many desks. Completely phony. Not kind of phony. 100% crap. How many people you could have in your business? You're trying to keep your damn donut shop open or whatever. You're only allowed to have this many people in because 6 feet of separation. Completely made up.
Right.
The education, the trillions of dollars of damage, the cynicism, and nobody's going to pay a price for this. Damn it, it's maddening.
To say, take two big fans and put them in this doorway, then open that doorway so it sucks the air through more efficiently, that would have been 100 times more effective than that stupid 6 feet discs or putting on your mask to walk to your table and then taking it off to sit down, idiocy. Anti-science indeed.
Yeah, exactly. And then you get labeled the anti-science party because you didn't go along with all that crap as well as everybody else did. Oh, that makes me so mad.
And also, speaking of anti-science, there are absolutely legitimate side effects from the various vaccines. Maybe a smallish percentage of people, but now there's an absolute lack of honesty in looking at that. Why can't you be honest on both sides? Talk about the effectiveness of the vaccines. Talk about the limits of the effectiveness of the vaccines. Talk about the benefits of natural immunity. Talk about the side effects. What the hell has happened to grown-ups who are willing to take a look at things as they are, not simply as they wish they were?
It's disgusting.
I tell you what. Hey, just let the record show, Michael. You're keeping the record?
Yeah.
I had struck a fun-loving and lighthearted tone for Friday, and Jack has taken it angry.
And I'll take a full responsibility for that. I'm so mad about that phony 6 foot thing. That's what kept my damn kids out of school. I've got friends whose business is closed based on the 6 foot thing. Airports, restaurants, all those ball games where the fans had to sit, all of it completely freaking unnecessary.
Right.
Good God. And it's a minor story today. It was confirmed yesterday by the guy above Fauci. It was confirmed yesterday, and it's not, I don't think I saw it on my evening newscasts. I only saw it in the New York Post and Fox. So it's not even enough of a story to talk about anywhere.
No, because it's too embarrassing for the left, of course.
Not alone being the national, you know, airing out of our grievances that it should be. God dang it. Why are people not more mad that their kids missed school for 2 years for no reason? Why are
because
more people...
ideology has captured them. It's captured their consciences and their intellect.
That's some of it. That's absolutely some of it. Some of it is that other thing you were talking about, though. There are just way too many people that just rolled over to the, well, the government told us so we had to.
Yeah.
I know thousands of businesses went out of business that would still be open today, but what are you going to do? The government tells us things and you have to obey.
People I knew canceling their holidays.
Oh,
can't
right.
see my mom.
Oh, yeah. Funerals, weddings, all that sort of stuff based around the 6-foot thing.
I could, you could make me murderous on the whole, grandma had to die alone because we couldn't go in there and give her COVID because that might make her sick. I can't believe people submitted to that S. I can't. I don't get humanity. After all these years, you'd think I'd have a clue, but nope, I don't get you people.
I hope I don't live through another one to see if we've learned any lessons. It'll happen again in another 100 years and we'll do it all over again, but I'll be long gone. Let's start the show officially. We got a good clip for you today. It's a Good Friday clip. This'll jazz you up. I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty on this. It is Friday, May the 17th, the year 2024. Life will not be a bore in 24. We're Armstrong and Getty, and we approve of this program.
Let's begin then officially, according to FCC rules and regulations. Here we go at Mark.
I truly hope that this man ends up in prison. It won't bring back the year that I lost or the damage done to my family. But revenge is a dish best served cold. And you better believe I want this man to go down and rot inside for what he did to me and my family.
That's actually Michael Cohen, who's been on the stand the last couple of days. And
it's
Cohen, not corn, but again, as my 14-year-old says, why is that funny? It's a little kid with a speech impediment who likes a vegetable.
It's Cohen.
Let's not get distracted. It's Cohen we're talking about.
Right.
Yeah, I would say that's a bit of a prejudiced witness.
You've been on jury. So if the jury heard that in the courtroom yesterday. So if you're a juror and you hear that, does that lead you to believe that, I don't know if this guy's being fair?
Yeah, absolutely. I've actually had a witness like that in a case. Testified and I thought, wow, that's pretty compelling. Then all sorts of people came up and said, oh, complete liar with an axe to grind. Oh yeah, she's a liar. What a liar this chick is. Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I watched some cable news where they claimed that Trump's lawyer is weak and had a bad day and
yeah, okay, fine.
We'll get into
pander away, pander bears.
We'll get around to some of that a little bit later. How does mailbag look?
Oh, it's decent enough. We've got clips of the week first, though.
Wow, we're going to bring the whimsy. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
I wouldn't have thought it was possible to get interesting texts about COVID, but we did. We'll have to talk about that again later. Definitely, definitely need to talk about the revelations that came out yesterday. This should be a lead story, if not the lead story all across the country. And it's not a story at all.
We learn one thing from history, it's that we learn nothing from history.
No kidding.
We need to get to the Mean Girls of Congress clip, too.
Wait.
These are all-timers, Jack. These are top-tier career clips. Oh, sweet mother of deliciousness. Stay with us. Next segment.
I haven't heard them, but given the participants involved, I have my expectations set pretty high.
It is clearly, and without fear of contradiction, I state this, the cattiest moment in the history of the United States Congress. Not even close.
Awesome.
Have a freedom-loving quote of the day coming up, plus mailbag. But first, let's take a fond look back at the week that was. It's Cow Clips of the Week.
You can't use the word
This is a sham.
That just doesn't make sense.
This is Cow Clips of the Week.
Rizzler, Gia, Cheeks, Phantom Tax.
Best in Show winner at the 148th Annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show is the miniature poodle.
How do we have a large body of people that are in our city and country that are excellent swimmers?
Me? The announcement is about me? Well, color me intrigued.
We need to get them to the ship. We can save them.
Forget it. Let them die.
The Russian onslaught in the northeast forcing Ukrainian troops to retreat. Russian forces are pressing ahead, repeatedly shelling Kharkiv.
Prime Minister of Slovakia fighting for his life after what officials there say was an assassination attempt.
The Biden administration moving forward with a $1 billion arms deal with Israel after suspending a shipment of 3,500 bombs last week.
I think it's really important to note that Hamas has said they want every day to be like October 7th.
Jerry! The less secure and confident you feel in the direction, the more surprises and excitement you will have in store. That's good.
Did everything I did, which I didn't do, to protect my wife from finding out the things I never did.
That is the best proof that you have that if they're going to get him going or get him coming.
This is lawfare.
This is a sham trial.
Where's the crime? There is no crime.
I've been indicted more than the great Alphonse Capone. The late, great Hannibal Lecter is a wonderful man. He oftentimes would have a friend for dinner.
You need to kick that door down.
Biden took control of the debate narrative, something they have been trying to hammer home.
Well, make my day, pal. Let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
Divided times.
There's a lot in there.
You know, there's a lot of negativity going on.
Yes, sir.
Let me say this. Let me say something positive. And I say this from my heart right now. When Dr. Fauci sets out to get that gain of function going in a virus, he does a hell of a good job.
He's good at it.
Hell of a good job. It's years later, right? Years later, I'm sick as can be from a virus nobody'd heard of. But they went to work in Wuhan. They took those bat viruses. They worked on them until they were ready. Then they let them leak.
Yeah, and you get the weird after effects of maybe your heart doesn't work forever, or like I can't taste or smell, or all kinds of cool things.
Right. Neurological problems, a digestive system. It's a virus for all seasons. Well done, Dr. Fauci. Well done, Peter Daszak. Well done, Wuhan Institute. Here's your freedom-loving quote of the day. Once again, Patrick Henry. United we stand, divided we fall. Let us not split into factions which must destroy that union upon which our existence hangs.
Too late.
Yeah, he put it off as long as he could, but sorry, Pat. Mailbag. Let's see. Eric in Story, Oregon writes, Joe-san, the story about saying one likes sushi to make small talk is not racist against Japanese. That case reminds me of the classic bit by Louis Grizzard. Man walks into a shop. He says, I'd like an RC Cola and a moon pie. Shopkeeper says, you must be from Alabama. Man says, I take offense at your assumption. If I ordered a taco, would you assume I'm from Mexico? No. If I ordered spaghetti, would you assume I'm from Italy? No. Then how come just because I ordered an RC Cola and a moon pie, you assume I'm from Alabama? Man replies, because this is a hardware store. Alabamans are stupid is the point, folks.
Oh, that's pretty good.
The great Louis Grizzard. let's see. Note from Rob here. My wife and I are spending the week near Glacier National Park with lots of hiking.
Awesome.
We were getting ready to go out hiking for the day when my wife approached the room I was in and called out to ask if I'd brought our... trekking poles out to the car. I acknowledged I had, and as she was walking away, I heard her quietly say to herself, "Poles? Which poles? All of them." I had to laugh. One of the reasons I love her so much. Thank you, Michael, and DSBANT, don't stop being a national treasure.
Which poles?
All of them.
Okay.
Okay. That is funny. Do you have walking poles? Which poles? All of them.
Nice job, Mrs. Rob. Let's see. This from Marty. Guys, excuse me. If CNN has the first debate, I can't help but think Biden will have all of the questions in advance if he doesn't have them already. After all, they gave them to Hillary in 2016. With regard to the furries in the Bay Area High School, I do know that there are no litter boxes in the restrooms. However, the dog furries have been scolded for drinking out of the toilets. Thanks, Marty. We got, Jack, dozens of emails about the would you rather run into a man or a bear in the woods
Good.
Question.
Let's get back into it.
Dozens. I'd rather run into a man riding a bear than some of these Congress chicks we're going to hear from in the next segment. Good Lord.
Cool. I haven't heard this yet, and it's got top billing, as you've heard. So let's all stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
A collision between a Chinese jet and an American spy plane.
He came and rammed into our left wing.
With relations increasingly strained, what are the chances of things spinning out of control?
The Western world was asleep.
I'm Gordon Carrera. I'll be exploring the friction in this most important of relationships and asking, has the West taken its eye off the ball?
You cannot ignore China.
From BBC Radio 4, this is Shadow War, China and the West. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a fair amount to talk about today on a Friday.
Huh? I'd say, yeah.
And next weekend's Memorial Day. That's the unofficial start of summertime. And as we've said many times, when we started doing this, our boss would talk about the dog days of summer and talk radio. It's really difficult because there's not much to talk about. And that's when you got to start making up topics and that sort of thing. That went away, I don't know, when Trump came down the elevator or TikTok or I don't know what changed it, but... There are no slow times for media anymore.
No, indeed. Excuse me. I tried to find my favorite drug during the commercial break. I could not.
Trank? Is that your favorite drug, Trank?
It is. I really enjoy that. Yeah. Helps me relax for the weekend.
I really enjoy it.
All right. So let me just give you the outlines of what you're about to hear, and then we'll roll it. There's a House Oversight Committee meeting last night. It was during a markup to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress, and things got chippy and they got personal, and this chaos went on for nearly an hour.
Lawmakers
screaming over another and hurling insults left and right. I would really like to get the entire hour's tape and listen to it.
Oh, I'll do that today. I'm sure it's on YouTube. C-SPAN caught it somewhere.
As poor James Comer struggled to maintain order. So the madness culminated Thursday night. I'm quoting a Hill now. That's good writing. With a vote on whether or not to allow. I'm sorry. I'm jumping ahead. I shouldn't. They were talking about Merrick Garland, whether to hold him in contempt.
And this is around the letting out the audio tape stuff, because that's a big deal.
Yes.
Yeah. From the interviews.
Right.
And Joe Biden did the whole executive, I'm president, I'm not going to let him loose thing, which I got to believe they're pretty damaging. So anyway, I hope they come out.
All right. So round one of Mean Girls of Congress is going to feature poor James Comer AOC and MTG. Wait a minute. No, that's out of order. That's out of chronological order. We got to go with 52 first. What order are these things in? That doesn't matter. All right, let's go with 52 first. This is MTG Representative Crockett, whose act I'm not familiar with, and AOC. 52.
I'd like to know if any of the Democrats on this committee are employing Judge Mershon's daughter.
But that has to do with Merrick Garland. Do you know what we're here for?
I think your fake eyelashes are messing up.
No, ain't nothing.
That's Chairman, beneath even order.
That is absolutely unacceptable. How dare you attack the physical appearance of another person?
Are your feelings hurt?
Baby girl.
Oh, really?
Don't even play.
Baby girl,
gonna,
I don't think
we are going to.
So I recognize some of the voices. So that was Marjorie. Not now, Marge, Trump said. So that was Marjorie saying your fake eyelashes are getting in the way.
Right. Said that to Congresswoman Crockett.
And then AOC leapt to that person's defense.
Was Jasmine Crockett of Texas. She of the fake eyelashes. Yes, AOC was pissed off.
Was she the one yelling, girl, baby, girl?
Yes, that is correct. And I tell you what, this all came together since this broke late last night, but I just want the raw tape. I appreciate the edit, but man, hearing it unfold in real time is fun. It's crazy that it happened in Congress. Okay, so after that little exchange, there was a long argument whether Marjorie Taylor Greene should be allowed to speak anymore in the committee, and we'll go with 50. This is Comer, AOC, and MTG.
That Ms. Green agrees to strike her words.
I believe she was apologized. No.
Perry, okay, hold on. Then after Mr. Perry, she'll be recognized. Then Ms. Green.
I'm not apologizing.
Well, seconds. Then okay, you're reserve not the right to object. Perry,
I am Mr. not Perry. Apologizing.
Now let's go. Come on, guys.
Why don't you debate me,
Mr. Chairman? The minority.
It's pretty self-evident.
Chair you're not.
Yeah, you're not.
Out of order.
You don't have enough intelligence.
Out of order. Chair recognizes Mr. Perry.
Okay, move to strike
I'd
the.
Like to strike
I move to strike the ladies'
words.
Words.
I move to strike
the
order.
Move to strike the ladies'
well.
Words again.
That's two requests to strike. That's two requests to strike.
Oh, they cannot take the
there's
words.
I'm sorry.
We're rescinding women's right to vote.
Right. It was a mistake.
Yeah. Not that there isn't plenty of jackassery and debauchery and dishonesty among the fellas.
Oh, yeah.
We can't have that. And here's where it gets even better. This is Jasmine Crockett, Democrat of Texas, on the offense.
I'm just curious, just to better understand your ruling, if someone on this committee then starts talking about.
All right, you know what? I'm sorry. All right, shut that down. That needs the context. Okay, so then they were fully into the should MTG be allowed to speak thing, which included deliciously Lauren Boebert.
Oh, right.
Republican who's butted heads with Green in the past, sitting two seats away from Green and being one of a couple of Republicans to vote that, yeah, she should shut up.
Right. Lauren Boebert and MTG have really gotten into it, even though they're both Republicans.
Right. Okay. So, let's see. The back and forth prompted a short pause. When they resumed, Green said she would agree to strike her words. Cortez, AOC, demanded she apologize. We heard that. You're not apologizing. Why don't you debate me? You don't have enough intelligence. Okay. All right. AOC quickly moved to strike the intelligence comment, which the Georgia Republican agreed to, but again, she said she would not apologize, sparking more chaos. You'll never get an apology out of me. I don't owe you one. More disorder ensued minutes later when Crockett asked if a hypothetical comment would break congressional protocol. So Comer had ruled, I guess, that one of Green's comments didn't break congressional protocol and blah, blah, blah. And so Crockett starts throwing out hypotheticals, and this is what it sounded like.
I'm just curious, just to better understand your ruling, if someone on this committee then starts talking about somebody's bleach blonde, bad built butch body, that would not be engaging in personalities, correct?
A what now?
Chairman, I make a motion to strike those words.
I don't think that's
hold
a
on. Part I'm of trying it. To find clarification on what quality.
Chairman,
motion to strike
those
words.
I had no idea what you just said.
We're not gonna do this. Look, you guys,
earlier, literally just
You just voted to do it.
I'm trying to get clarification.
Look at, calm down. Calm down.
No. Because this is what y'all do. So I'm trying to get clarification.
You're not recognized. Ms. Crockett.
I can't hear you with your yelling.
You don't want me
calm
to
down.
Be, no.
Can you please calm
don't
down?
Don't tell me to calm down.
Calm down.
Because y'all
please
talk noise
down.
And then you
you're
can't
out of
take
control.
It. Because if I,
look,
come,
Chairman,
if I
can
come
we send
and talk
a
about her, y'all don't have a problem.
So,
we need so much more of that.
That was a pretty clever move by Crockett. Okay, so you're going to let it fly, the whole eyelash comment? The fake eyelashes comment? Okay, let's see what flies and what doesn't fly. How about your whole, whatever that was, bleach blonde, bad butch body?
Oh, really?
That's pretty clever. And then Marjorie Taylor Greene doing the thing that a lot of people like her do. They're the ones that amped it up. And then what? When you match their intensity, hey, everybody calm down here. This is getting out of control. Wait a second.
That was actually a different congresswoman saying, hey, calm down. Everybody calm down.
Oh,
she was trying to restore her. Hey, yo, MTG is a jackass.
Mm-hmm.
All right. She's a bomb chucker and a jackass.
And everyone knows it.
Tried to toss the speaker out for cooperating with the Democrats. And to toss him out, she got lots and lots of Democrat votes. Although the Democrats told her to go to hell. You're just a bomb chucker. Anyway.
Now,
so
if
that
you
was,
think if you lean right and you think she's making your brand better, you are just wrong.
Yeah. 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 If I come and talk S about her, y'all gonna have a problem, Crockett said. I don't know what why you're acting like that. It's not cute, Luna responded. Then Jamie Raskin decided to weigh in, saying, and I can't stand Jamie Raskin. He is a dishonest partisan prick.
Wow.
But I appreciate him saying this. He revived the motion to adjourn the proceeding, saying, I think these 17-hour days might not work for us.
Oh.
Something not working. Something about working, huh?
Oh,
responded.
So this was the end of a very, very, very long day.
Partly long because a number of the Republicans on the committee were in Manhattan appearing outside the courtroom.
In matching outfits like they're the Jersey Boys.
So then Dan Goldman, Democrat of New York, joined the conversation. Yeah, maybe show up for a vote. He responded, apparent reference to Luna missing the vote to be in the, at the trial. Luna shot back, calling Goldman a trust fund kid.
Well, that's personal. It's hard to believe that people like, I was going to throw out a couple of names, various congresspeople like Mike Rogers have decided to leave Congress, like super smart, very serious, very knowledgeable people that are on various committees. It's hard to believe that they've decided to just leave in the middle of terms.
Long list of them. Yeah.
Rather than be involved in this sort of stuff.
Michael, let us hear the first part of 51 again.
I'm just curious, just to better understand your ruling, if someone on this committee then starts talking about somebody's bleach blonde, bad built butch body, that would not be engaging in personalities, correct?
A what now?
Chairman, I make a motion to strike those words.
I don't think that's
hold
a
on.
Part
I'm
of it.
I'm
trying to find clarification on what quality.
Chairman,
I didn't,
motion to
I
strike
no
those
idea
words.
What you just said.
We're not gonna do this. Look, you guys... Earlier, literally just said,
I'm trying to get clarification.
Look at, calm down. Calm down.
No. Because this is what y'all do. So I'm trying to get clarification.
You're not recognized. Ms. Crockett.
I can't hear you with your yelling.
Don't want me
calm
to
down.
Be, no.
Can you please calm
don't
down?
Don't tell me to calm down.
Calm down.
Because y'all talk
calm
noise,
down.
And then you
you're
can't
out of control.
Because if I come and talk about her, y'all don't have a problem.
Boy.
That was a pretty good phrase she unleashed there. Bleach blonde.
Bleach blonde, bad built butch body.
That's pretty good.
Oh, really?
And everyone knows it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Women get verbally nastier than dudes quicker. Maybe it's because Maybe it's because guys are more likely to turn to fists, which, you know, words are better than violence, but. Rather than get into the intricate insults.
Bleach blonde, bad built butch body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, your fake eyelashes are getting away of your reading.
What now?
What?
I have no idea what you just said.
So I need to find a picture of this Crockett woman. What does she look like? Does she have obviously fake eyelashes? And then AOC, who has naturally beautiful eyelashes, leaps to her defense.
Well, right, which was really charitable of her. Miss Crockett is an African-American lady who, like many women heirs, wears false eyelashes.
Sure. But is she, like, over-the-top ridiculous-looking or just, like, a normal-looking person?
Gosh, I don't know. I don't really have an opinion on the topic. I don't have a picture in front of me, for one thing. Here, I'll go to this. My opinion on her fake
eyelashes.
She's
a completely normal-looking person. I'm looking at a picture.
And even if she weren't, if she was wearing unusually long eyelashes, right, would that justify taking shots in front of Congress?
No, I was just trying to figure out if she's like a normal-looking person. Yeah, she's a completely normal-looking person and very attractive. I was just wondering if she's got kind of a, like, you know, Dolly Parton over-the-top thing going now or not. And you're right. Either way, it's not really needs to be part of the congressional record.
Don't even play.
Right. Don't even play, man. No.
Wow.
Yeah. That's just a...
Oh, baby girl, baby. I'm just glad there are no C-bombs dropped.
How many new low moments have we had in the last several years? I mean, we just out-low ourselves time after time again.
Yeah, I commented and stand by my words that the current Trump trial in Manhattan is one of the low moments in American history.
Oh, really?
Oh, sure. And then last week, the Stormy testimony with the positions and the condoms and stuff like that, that was a low moment. And this is a low moment yesterday, and we'll have another one next week. And, yeah.
Bleach blonde, bad butch body?
That's pretty
bleach
good.
Blonde, bad built butch body.
Oh, bad built butch body.
Oh, what now?
Oh, what now? This is not good.
I liked
this
him.
This is not good.
I liked him trying to drag a repeat out of it. I thought that was pretty good showmanship right there.
You'd think that's what he was going for. Was he just not paying attention?
I'm not sure everybody caught that. Let's say that again. Get closer to the microphone. That's some entertaining stuff right there.
You could be right. I have a feeling Comer's about out of patience with old MTG.
Oh, boy. We've got Katie's headlines on the way.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
Bleach blonde, bad built butch body.
How's that rank, Katie, as a shot at another woman?
That's top tier.
That's pretty good.
That is
top.
And she'd had that chambered for a while. You can tell she was waiting to to launch that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You don't rattle that off the top of your head.
No. Bleach blonde, bad built butch body.
What?
Yeah,
now?
That's
that sounds like something she's been calling her behind the scenes,
right?
Yeah, for a while,
and probably many others.
Multi-layered insult there.
Yeah, MTG's got an act going. The way she looks, the way she talks, her whole act. It's making her a lot of money, and she'll stay in office the rest of her life probably.
She's so unappealing, though.
I wonder
in every way.
I wonder.
I bet she can. What does she deadlift? Probably quite a bit.
I'm the wrong guy to ask. Fair amount.
Very sturdy.
I've seen her working out. She's a beast.
She's a very sturdy girl.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And everyone knows it. Let's figure out who's reporting what. It's the lead story with Katie Green. Katie.
ABC News. U.S. CENTCOM says trucks carrying aid have moved ashore via temporary pier in Gaza.
Yep, and no soldiers, U.S. soldiers, have set foot on the land of Israel. They're close enough to be reached by Hamas, though. And
I was reading about this subcategory or this specialty, and it's really actually pretty interesting, these guys who do this work. But they pointed out that in every other mission they've done, there have been hundreds of U.S. troops on the shore to secure it.
Sure.
From NBC News, Ukraine halts Russian advance and unleashes drones in Crimea.
Yeah, man, we got to figure out that whole they're not allowed to use our weapons and cross the border thing. So Putin was lining up tens of thousands of Russian soldiers just across the border, and Ukraine can't shoot at them because of these rules we put in place. That seems ridiculous.
From the Associated Press, NFL distances itself from Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker's comments during commencement speech.
Definitely want to talk about this. The NFL has stepped in it again. I've got to check if I've ordered the NFL ticket again this season. If I have, I'm canceling
it. Oh, really?
If I haven't,
okay.
I'm not going to watch.
Okay.
Screw you, NFL. You suck.
Awesome. It's one of those stories. Yeah, we got to get into it. I've just seen the headlines. So, yes, stay tuned for that.
From Breitbart.com, Rosie O'Donnell sent text messages to Michael Cohen during Trump trial testimony. Quote, breathe. You got this. I love you. Barf.
No kidding.
Wow. Ugh.
Rosie O'Donnell is live texting him during the trial. That's crazy.
New York Post. It wasn't just your iPhone. Global outage hits Apple users' iMessages last night.
I didn't notice that, but what caused it? Did the Chinese get into my phone?
They're just calling it an outage. But the iMessage went out last night. I thought my phone was messed up for a while. And finally, the Babylon Bee. Harrison Butker does not reflect our values, says League of Woman Beaters.
Can you give
fair enough.
Can you give a Can you give a short version of this story before we get into it in depth?
Sure. Yeah, he gave a commencement speech at a conservative Catholic college not far from Kansas City, in which he confirmed conservative Catholic values, especially on women, saying, hey, if you want to achieve great things in your career, wonderful. But I think you might find being a mom and a wife very rewarding as well. And for that, he was pilloried.
Armstrong and Getty.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.